Okay, Rabotze, hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Hey. And we're here at the bottom of Dalal Rabbeis, right? We're in the middle of the discussion. If you remember, we had a machlokas in terms of how many holidays it takes to violate the Isra of Baal Ta'achar of delaying a korban. We had a bunch of opinions, and we had said, right, according to the ones who say, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right, who both say that you don't have to violate all, you don't have to, excuse me, you don't have to pass all three chagim to violate Baal Ta'acher. Right, what do they do with the psukim of Chagamatzot, Chagashuas, Chagasukas? Why does the pasuk list it in that order? Right, so we had explained that it's according to Rabbi Elazar, Amar of Oshia, meaning that Tzeres, that Shavuos, has Tashlum, and you can make up the Korban of Shavuos, the Korban Chagiga of Shavuos, for 7 days. Just like you have 7 days for Pesach. The Gemara had asked, what about Sukkos? Right, you have 8 days to make up the Korban for Sukkos. You can bring the Korban all 8 days. So Gemara had said, right, we don't learn from Sukkos because Tafasta Meruba, Lo Tafasta, Tafasta Mu'ap, Tafasta, whenever you're faced with an option, with two options rather, right, you should take the smaller one. So the problem is, yeah, the pasuk says, right, if that's true, so then this is what we pick up, right, Dalar Mabez, right, at the bottom. Ella, Lamay Hilchzak Sive Rachmana Lachagasukas. Right, so if you're telling me that it says Chagas, what is it, Chagamatzis, Chagashuvus, Chagasukas, right, is to connect Shavuos with Pesach, and to tell me that they both have the same amount of days to do Tashlumin for the Korban, so problem is, you got one more holiday in there, right? You have Sukkos. So what's the point? Why did the Torah then, according to that, write Chagasukkos? So Gemara says, Lakushay the Chagamatzis, to connect it to Chagamatzis. Just like Pesach, Chagamatzis Ton Lina, Af Chagasukkos Ton Lina, just like by Pesach, you need to do Lina. Lina means that you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim till the next day. Rashi says, which day are we talking about? It says, till the first day of Chol HaMoed. Tosfos doesn't like that so much. Right, he says, perhaps it means till after the holiday, right, on Yom Tov Sheni, right, till the day after Yom Tov, the eighth day of Pesach, or the ninth day of Sukkos, i.e. after Shemini Atzeres. But okay, either way, the pasuk comes to say that you need to do this halacha of lina, of sleeping over in Yerushalayim, right, on both Pesach and Sukkos. And the pasuk in Elin, so how do you know that you have to do that by Pesach? So what's it called? So Gemara says, right, so the pasuk says, Dichtiv ufanizah bavokar ba'alachta leo halacha. Right, okay, quotes the pasuk again, ufanizah bavokar, right, you clear everything out in the morning and then you go home, right, that's what it means. Okay. V'tanakam v'Rabbi Shimon, tashlumen la'teres minalehu. Okay, so according to everybody else, right, if you use that pasuk to teach me that tashlumen, that you can make up the korban for Shavuos all 7 days, so if you're using that pasuk, right, you can't use that pasuk to teach me about the halacha of Baal Ta'acher. So everybody else who uses that pasuk to teach me about Baal Ta'acher, what do they do with that pasuk? So the Gemara says, Nafkalu midatani Rabba Bar Shmuel, right, they learn from the following. Detani Rabba Bar Shmuel is Rabba Bar Shmuel taught. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Mana Yomim v'kidesh chodesh, u'mana yomim v'kidesh atzeres. The Torah says that you should count days, right? I mean, as Rashi says, ad chodesh yomim v'kidesh chodesh, and then you have Rosh Chodesh, and Rashi says, sanctify it with korbanos, right? Just, you count, right, 29 days, and then the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. So af atzeres, so too Shavuos. Right? If you look at Rashi, right, you bring, it's counted, and therefore, it's counted through Shavuos, through weeks, right? So therefore, you have a week to bring, right, the korban that is relevant. Ma chodesh limnuyev, afatzeres limnuyev, just like you count a month according to its days, and then you have 1 day of Rosh Chodesh, so too, by Shavuos, you count Shavuos, you count weeks, and then you have, right, 7 days to bring the korban that is shayach to that day. So the Gemara says, Eim atzeres chad yoma. Okay, but 1 second, don't we count days as well up until Shavuos? Right, so maybe you only have 1 day to bring the korban for Shavuos. So Ma Rava says, no, atu atzeres, yomi minyana shvu, lo minyana, what? You tell me you only count days up until Shavuos? You don't count weeks? No, you do. Of course you count weeks. Ramamar, as it was stated, mitzvah lemimni yomei u'mitzvah lemimni shvuy. Right, it's a mitzvah to count both, right? Again, this is, Sirus Omer Torah, that there's an aspect of the mitzvah both to count days and to count weeks, as we do when we count. So certainly there's an issue in an aspect of counting weeks. And furthermore, Chag Shavuos Ksiv, right? What's the name of the holiday? Is the holiday of weeks, right? So it must be that's the crucial right element. So therefore, we have a week to bring the korban. Okay, fine. Now, The Gemara now goes back, and we had said before, right, now, again, okay, yeah, so this, now we go back to, if you remember, we listed on, what was it, Dalet Amud Aleph, right, at the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, so we lifted, listed all of these items, all of these karbonos, that you be chayiv in Balta Acher. Now, the Gemara is going to kind of analyze a couple of them. The first one is the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara says, right, Pesach bar mikrav beragalamu. Again, what are the things over here? If you bring in the dava, or you have a Karban Shlomim, or you have an Ola, or you have Tzedakah, you have Meiser, Bechor, all this stuff, right, if you delay certain amounts, right, and then we had the Machlokas on Dalar and Beis, how long that delay actually is. One of the examples they brought was the Korban Pesach. So if you delay bringing the Korban Pesach, so you violate Balta Acher only after a certain amount of holidays. The problem is, Korban Pesach has one day you can bring it, and you cannot bring it any other days. What's going on over here? Gemara says, Pesach bar mikrav beragalam hu. What, are you going to bring the Korban Pesach on Shavuos? Like, what does that mean? Right, Pesach, Zimna Kaviyale. You have a fixed time to bring the Korban Pesach. I akrave, akrave, I lo akrave, I duchile. Right, if you brought the Korban, great. If you didn't, so then you missed it. Samar of Chizda, Pesach Kedei Nazba. And Echadami, Rav Chizda says, yeah, we just mentioned Pesach in passing, but it's not actually part of the Halacha Balta Acher. Rav Sheshi Zamar, my Pesach, Shalmei Pesach. Rav Sheshi says, no, we're not talking about the Korban Pesach. We're talking about the Korban Shlomim that you would bring on Pesach. Right? Again, there was a Chiyuv to bring a Korban Shlomim on Yontif. So the Korban Shlomim that you would bring on Pesach, that Korban, if delayed bringing them, let's say for the standard example, for three holidays, for three regalim, so then you would violate Baal Ta'achar. The Gemara says, well, okay, that's very nice, but Ihachi Hainu Shlomim. Well, if you remember, one of the examples that we gave was Korban Shlomim. If you delay bringing Korban Shlomim, you violate Baal Ta'achar. Why would we say Pesach, referring to the Shalmei Pesach, a Korban Shlomim that you bring on Pesach, that's a Korban Shlomim. The Gemara says, Tana Shlomim, Habayim Machmas Pesach, V'tana Shlomim, Habayim Machmas Atzman. No. The Gemara had to give both examples. Meaning the Korban Shlomim that you bring because of a Korban Pesach, what does that mean? Because basically that if for whatever reason, right, you had a Korban Pesach either it got lost and you came back, and then you offered a different Korban Pesach in its stead, right, the original animal, the original Korban Pesach that you have left is brought as a Korban Shlomim. Right, so now that's brought as a Korban Shlomim later. So Gemara says, that's what we're talking about. So Sago Dei Chamina, you might have thought to say, Ho Machmas Pesach Ka'asu, since now this Korban Pesach is Kadosh because of the Korban Pesach, meaning it was originally set up to be a Korban Pesach, and now it's not, now it's brought as a Korban Shlomim, but since it started out as a Korban Pesach, Kepesach Damu, you might have thought that it's like the Korban Pesach, meaning the Halacha should be like the Korban Pesach, and you'd violate Baal Ta'achar right away. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malah, so therefore, no. Therefore, you're only going to violate, meaning if you have, let's say, or according to whatever opinion you'd like, right, you're only going to violate Balta Acher after, let's say, three regalim pass, and not like the Korban Pesach, which you violate if you do not offer it on the 14th of Nisan. Okay, Minani Mili, how do you know that all of these items that we listed on Dalet Amud Aleph and Amud Beis are in a violation of Balta Acher? So basically the rest of the daf is going to be, you know, basically drashos. We'll go through them as best we can. So it says, the Tanur Rabbanan with other Braisa, Ki Sidor Neder. We should probably read the whole Pasuk. And the Gemara is going to darshan out this whole Pasuk. Ki Sidor Neder Lashem Elokecha. If you take a Neder to a Kosh Baruch Hu, Lo Se'acher L'Shalomo, right? Do not delay in bringing it. Again, this is the Yisur of Balta Acher. Ki Daroshi Jershenu Hashalom Elokecha Me'imach V'yad V'chachet. Because the Kosh Baruch Hu will demand it from you and you will have a sin. So the Gemara basically darshans every single part of this Pasuk to teach me, right, all of the aspects, all of the things that we mentioned, right, as being in violation of Balta Acher. So the Gemara says, Kisi no neder, ainli ela neder. Right? That tells me that a neder is included in this halacha. Nedava minayin. How do you know that a nedava is included as well? A neder, and again, the difference between neder and nedava, a neder is on the person, and a nedava is on the item, meaning if you say, if I say, I'm bringing this cow as a korban, bli neder, right? I'm bringing this cow as a korban, so that's a nedava. If you say, I'm going to bring a cow as a korban, so that's a neder. So either way, how do you know that both of them are included in Balta Acher? So nemar kan neder, v'nemar lo halan, im neder o nedava, right? And it says later on, It's really much earlier. Again, talking about other korbanos, neder or nedava, so you see that they're together. So malahal and nedava imo, afkana nedava imo, so too, neder is talking about a nedava, right? So you link the two of them. Both of them are violation of balta acher if you delay. Lashem alokecha, what does that pasuk mean? What does that part of the pasuk mean? Elu hadamim v'arochim v'charamim v'akdeshos, those are all different types of monetary pledges to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what is included in that. Lo sa'achar l'shamal, do not delay in paying it. Hu v'lo chilufav. That it is relevant, is shayach. It is included, meaning the korban is included in balta acher, and not chilufav, and not its... this thing you exchange it for. We're going to have to analyze exactly. The Gemara is going to talk about what really does that mean. But okay. Ki doroshi drushenu, because Hashem will demand it from you. Elu chataz, Hashem olos v'shlamim. Those are the korbanos that Hashem already demands that we bring. And if you delay bringing them, so then you're violating balta acher. Hashem alokecha, when it says again, Hashem alokecha, right, it says Hashem alokecha twice in the pasuk. So what is the second one talking about? Elu tzedakos v'maestros ubechor. That's talking about those three things, right? Tzedakah and Meiser and Bechor, right? Again, a Bechor that's a Tam is offered as a Korban, Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Me'imach, from you. What is Hashem going to doish from you? Zeleka, Shecha, and Peah. Those are the three gifts that are left in the field for the poor person. Right, that's for you have to make sure to give that. And if you delay, so then there will be a sin. Right, V'lo b'korban chachet. But there will be no sin in your Korban. Meaning that in Echanami, if you delay three holidays to bring, you know, a certain animal as a korban, so you still should bring it, right? The korban will still be valid. Yes, you violated balta acher, you did a mistake, that's a chait, but the korban itself is not possible. You should still bring the korban and eat it, or do whatever you have to do with it. Okay. Amar Mar, Mar said, los acher l'shalmo hu v'lo chilufav. What does it mean that this los acher l'shalmo means that the korban is relevant to this halacha, but not chilufav, not its exchange. Chilufei mai, what are you exchanging here? If you're telling me that you're exchanging an ola or a shlamim, right, again, that you just exchanged the kedusha, or it got lost and you replaced it and whatever, so maker of karvi, the halacha is that a replacement ola or shlamim are brought as an ola or shlamim. So ichilufei chatas, but if it's a chilufei, if you're exchanging a korban chatas, meaning let's say you separated an animal from a chatas and it got lost, and you separate another one, you got atoned already, and then you brought that second animal as a korban, you got atonement. So the first animal, when you find it, that's lamisa asla, that's not, you don't have to tell me you violate balta acher, that doesn't get brought at all. Right, that animal has to be left to die. So Gemara says, Elin mai chilufa, chilufei toda. Must be switching up korban toda. If you look at Rashi, chilufei toda, gregon shenish arva berishona. What happens? You separate a korban toda, right, then you lose it, and then you separate another one, and then they get mixed up, and you don't know which is the first and which is the second. But Kai Malan, and we learned, right, again, still reading in Rashi, right, Al Zeva Hatoda Chalos, Hatoda Tu'un Alechem, V'lo Chalifosa, V'lo Tumurosa Tu'un Alechem. Problem is that you bring a Korban Toda with a lot of bread, 40 loaves of bread. That is only brought with the actual korban toda, not its chilufav, not anything you exchange it, not the backup, not the secondary, not the replacement, etc. So now, what's going on? You exchanged, you have two korbanos, right? You have two animals that are, you're not sure which is which, right? They're either the one you separated originally or the one you separate afterwards as a korban toda. And one of them is shayach. It needs to get the bread. It needs to be offered with the bread, and one of them is not relevant here. Titan is willing to rise. Titan Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Chiyah taught, toda shen is arva b'tmurasa. Let's say you mix up both of those animals, umesa achas mehem, and now one of them dies. So chaverta in la takana, because the second one, there's no way for you to bring that korban. Because eichi levit, what are you supposed to do? Likrava, if you're supposed to bring it as a korban, velikarev lechem bahada, and you're going to bring it with its bread, domat murahi. Well, maybe that was the second one. Maybe that was the replacement, and the bread doesn't go with that one. Likrava below lechem. If you bring it without bread, so Dilma Todahi, maybe that was the Korban Toda, and you need to bring it with the bread. And if since you can't bring it with the, oh, fine. Meaning, so that's the one. That's what the pasuk is saying, that is not included in Balta Acher. The problem is, if you can't bring it as a korban, so Karlahude Lamali, so you don't need a pasuk to teach me that you don't violate Balta Acher for not bringing it. Right, if you can't bring it, right, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that you're not going to violate Baal Ta'acher if you delay in bringing it. You can't bring it. So Rav Sheshes says, really, the olam, the mutei chalufei olo shlamim. Really, we're back to the original answer, that it's a mix, chalufei shlamim, we're talking about the korban that you exchange for an ola, the animal that you exchange an ola shlamim for, meaning the second one. Meaning, if you lost the original, right, you found it and brought a second one. So that's not going to violate Baal Ta'acher. Vachomayaskin, what exactly is the case? The case is very specific, right? You go she'avru olav shnei regalim v'humam, because the case is where you had this shlamim that you had to bring, for example. And two regalim passed, right? Let's say Pesach and Shavuos, and then v'humam, and then the animal got a mum, v'chillo al acher, and then you transfer the kedusha onto another korban, onto another animal, and then v'avar lav regal echad, and then sukkos passed. So sakatay dechamina, you might have thought to say hol mikoach kamakasi kamanda avru lav gimel regalim dami. You might have thought to say that this new animal that you had to bring as a korban, since its kedusha comes from an animal who already passed to regalim, you might have thought that when that second animal passes sukkos, then it is as if it passed three regalim. So therefore, kamash malan, the pasuk comes to teach us that no, that's considered to be the first regal for that korban, for that animal. Okay, ulerabim meir damar kevish avar lav regal echad over balta achar mayikilamimar. Okay, this only works if you're telling me that you violate balta achar after three regalim. But according to Rabbi Meir, who says you violate after passing one regal, so then what are we talking about over here when we say hu velo chilufa? Right, because if the case is where this weird case where two regalim passed and then you have you transfer the kedusha, etc., etc., like. So you already violate Baal Ta'acher after this second animal has passed one holiday, one circus. So that can't be the case where you're not violating Baal Ta'acher. So Amar Rava says, "Achmai eskinan kigo jehumam betoch harega." Now the case is where it got a mum in the middle of Sukkos, v'chalo, and then you exchanged it and put the kedusha onto another animal. V'avra alav haregel, and then the holiday passed, then Sukkos passed. Sagotay the chamina, you might have thought to say, hol mikoach kamakasi. So you might have thought to say, since the second animal got the kedusha from the first animal, k'man de'avra la kule regel dami. It's as if the entire Sukkos passed, and not just half a Sukkos. So therefore, kamash malan, the pasuk comes to teach me that no, you're not going to violate Baal Ta'acher in that scenario. If the animal got a mum in the middle of Sukkos. Okay, fine, good, period. Now, the Pasuk said, right, we darshened out that it will be a chait for you, meaning, but not in your korban, meaning not in, excuse me, the korban itself is not possible, right, but you violate Baal Ta'acher, but the korban itself is not possible. So the Gemara says, you don't need that Pasuk to teach me that. How come nafka? We learned that from somewhere else. Mid acherim nafka, from the statement of acherim, from the others. The Tanya is willing to raise acherim onim, the acherim say, Yachol yehe bechor she'avra shnaso kipsuli hamukdashin b'yifso. You might have thought, right? You might have thought that a bechor that passed its year, right, within the first year, a bechor needs to be brought as a korban. But let's say it gets older; it becomes older than a year. If a year passed, you might have thought it's like psuli hamukdashin v'yifso. You might have thought the korban itself is puzzle. The animal is puzzle; it can't bring it. So therefore, tam alom, therefore, the pasuk teaches me. What does it say? Makish bechor lemaiser, right? Bechor is mentioned in the same pasuk as maiser. Ma maiser enu nivsal mishana lachavrata. Just like maiser. Right, if you don't bring Meiser for whatever reason, you can still bring it the next year, still give it to the Kohen, still bring it to Yishalayim to eat, etc., etc. No, Meiser to the Levi, what did I say? Meiser to the Kohen, Meiser to the Levi. I assume it's talking about, if you missed, for whatever reason, you delayed giving Meiser to the Levi, so you can still bring it the next year, you can still give it to him. So af bechor, inon nifsal mishana l'charita. So to a bechor, you can bring after it's 1 year old. So we learn that this halacha, this concept that if a korban is delayed, it's not possible, you can still bring it. So what do you need to teach me this halacha, that halacha from the pasuk of vayabachachet? Right, that seems to be extra. So Gemara says it's riach. No, we do need that extra pasuk. Because al kedai dechamina, you might have thought hani mili bechor de la bar hartzahu. No, you might have thought that only applies to a bechor, that has nothing to do with atonement. A bechor is offered as a korban, but it's nothing to do with atonement. They say achatas or shlam, some sort of kiyum that you need to fulfill by bringing a korban. Avokachim debnei artzan in who right emalo lirtzu. So you might have thought that no, it doesn't work to bring, let's say, achatas after Baal Ta'acher. Maybe the korban itself should be pasul. because again, you blew it. You need to get hartzah. You need to get some sort of atonement for kapara or whatever, and now you can't. So therefore, kamash malan, the pasuk teaches me that no, your korban is not possible at all. Okay, we're going to continue talking about this tomorrow, but this is where we'll stop now. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.